Hello.
Two.
That's counting.
One.
All right, we're back. A couple of more shout-outs, including one from a new listener.
Yeah.
Gledster in the UK. Gledster found us through the blogathon there. Thanks, Gledster. Good to see you.
Yay, thank you. Come back.
Come on back anytime you want. We have a shout-out for Jay. Jay the pal. Thanks for having us on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kay and I had a blast, he says. Yeah. Thank you, Jay, for coming on.
And Kay, when I talked about her accent, I mean, it's a lovely accent. I just...
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Pete also, Pete was here and left
he
a comment.
There.
He too, yep, saw it with his own eyes. Both Kay and Jay had a blast, he confirms.
Yes.
And then Krizzer has a comment about one of my favorite YouTube videos. She says, I'm going to have nightmares about that Noah guy staring at me with the same expression on his face as his eyes get more hollow.
Okay, now I know what she's referring to.
Yeah,
and
Noah takes a picture of himself every day.
Yeah,
Is
he still doing that?
I don't know if he's still adding to it or not, but...
Because it's been a long time since I've seen that. If so, there's a lot more...
His eyes look so sad. Every time I look at it, I think his eyes look sad. And she's
all
right.
His
expression never changes. And there are times where I'm watching it going, there's no way. He must have taken one picture of himself and he's just changing the background. But his hair changes and his facial hair grows and shaves off and grows and shaves off. It's uncanny. He has the exact same expression every single fucking day. It's creepy, but it's really good. So that's one of my favorite videos.
It's art.
It is art. It's art, man. We're gonna do some more movie mashups.
Yay!
Yay!
Let me get them up. We're on number 11.
We are on number 11. We're gonna do 11 through 15.
You got him up?
I'm ready.
Okay.
11. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock became a mutant with silly sideburns and some rather nasty spikes.
That would be Malcolm X-Men.
Malcolm X-Men, yeah. That's good. Number 12. Dad lets me drive slow on the driveway every Saturday, except when we're laughing at clouds. Rain Man...
A hat full of Rain Man.
A hat full of Rain Man?
I don't think that
is that it? I don't know. Laughing
don't
at clouds?
Laughing at clouds. Rain...
Oh, Singing in the Rain Man.
Oh,
I'm laughing at clouds, so dark up above. Singing in the Rain Man.
A hat full of Rain Man.
I like Hat Full of Rain Man a little better, but I don't know if I would have been able to pick out the movie Hat Full of Rain, so probably just
one
as
my
well.
My favorite Johnny Carson jokes, a hat full of Ralph.
A hat full of
That's
Ralph.
A whole different story.
Yeah, okay, we'll save that for another episode.
Oh, yeah.
13. Bill Murray and his whiskey travel back to the time of the dinosaurs. That's Land of the Lost in translation.
Oh, I missed that.
14.
Okay.
Robert De Niro goes back into therapy because Doris Day keeps resisting his advances until she breaks out in a rash. So that's going to be...
Analyze that touch of mink. Oh, I didn't know the Doris Day. I'm not doing good in this segment.
Oh, it's all right, Bet.
You
just keep thinking about that dinner that Deep Fat Fryer's making for you.
I've got the salad in front of me as we speak. Maybe that's my problem. I'm focused on the salad.
You'll really like Eddie Murphy as he tries to keep his cotton farm afloat with a $1 bet. No idea.
Eddie Murphy as he tries to keep his cotton farm afloat. Places in the heart. There's Milo.
Trading Places in the Heart?
I Milo. Bet that's it. Right. No, you said no?
No, I said Milo. Do you guys hear Milo?
Milo knows it. He's back here going, wait,
Milo's going, it's Trading Places in the Heart.
Yeah, it's got to be. Cotton Farm Afloat, it's got to be Places in the Heart.
And the $1 bet with Eddie Murphy is Trading Places. Okay.
Trading Places.
Trading Places in the Heart. Yay! Did you guys hear Milo? I have no idea if you're going to be able to hear that. If I were editing this episode, I would be able to boost the level a little bit.
If you heard it, hopefully they'll hear it.
Hopefully. Yeah. Turn it. If you didn't hear it, go back and turn it up a little bit. You might hear Milo barking. Yeah. He sounds very high-pitched.
He's making very strange sounds.
You know what else we need to do at some point is we can talk about, we can do just regular fuck-offs, you rules, highlights, lowlights, that kind of thing.
Yes, I think we can.
There'll be plenty of time for it. God knows we've got enough time just sitting here doing nothing otherwise.
That's right.
Yeah. I think that's about all for this episode, though. Did we get any more comments? Wait, yes, we did. Hold on.
Okay, let's do it.
Jen Pup.
Oh, goody.
Just trying to blow your mind, she says. You read it. You're the one who asked her about the Norton Holiday Inn.
Just trying to blow your mind. I, too, have been to the Holiday Inn in Norton. My uncle was a high school principal in Wise. That's J.J. Kelly. Mm. Not him, that's the name of the school. Mm. And my cousin owned a little fish store in Wise. The place to go was that Holiday Inn. I even helped deliver the Herald Bristol Courier in the dead of night in those parts. That would have been the biggest paper at that point. Scary ghost trains. My matron of honor went to high school in Bristol, Tennessee, and worked in Bristol, Virginia at a bookstore. Bristol, Tennessee might have been Sullivan Central. Anyway, I'm a little bit familiar with the area. Fireside Diner all the way to Knoxville for Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, that's, it would probably be that long to find a Dunkin' Donuts.
Fun stuff, that's cool. Pretty cool.
That is amazingly cool, Jen. I know that you had said something about your dad went to Virginia Tech, or one of your relatives is a tech person. But I had no idea your roots reached all the way down in here.
Yeah. All this time you've known...
And you would get it.
All this time you've known Jen Pup, and you never knew that about her, did you?
I never knew that.
You
honestly never did.
All right. Well, I think that's enough for another episode. I am starting to run out of steam. I don't know if you guys can tell. I think J&K wore me out. I loved having them. I mean to say I had so much fun with them that I am spent. That's what I mean.
Well, they're like little people. You know, little people will wear you out.
It's like having kids. It is. It's like having kids around.
See, I'm afraid
enjoyable, but it does.
I'm afraid to say toddlers, and Kay had no problem.
Kay had
it,
no
so.
Problem with toddlers. Kay came right out
they're
and
like
said, "Toddlers,
toddlers." There you go.
Toddlers. They are like, and again, I mean this with nothing but joy in my heart. I had so much fun with them that I'm now out of energy. Oh, I have energy drinks in the fridge, though. Energy drinks.
You better have one right now.
Energy drinks. Brrr. All right, we're gonna stop. We'll be back in a half hour. This is just a preview of what's to come around about the 3 o'clock hour, everybody. You think it's good now? Just wait.
Yes?
Yes, Bet?
Yeah. Am I supposed to say something?
Just a goodbye is okay at this point. Bye, everybody.
Well, you said a preview. I thought I was supposed
to
say
something. No, the preview is me being nutty. That's all I meant.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It'll get nuttier is all I meant.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.